Today we're going to conclude our series that we've been in for a while on living your best life. Everybody say your. This is the key, living your best life. We're not living somebody else's best life. That's what we want to fantasize about. It's what we dream about. If I could just have their life. But what you get, if you get their life, you get their problems. And don't believe just what you see on social media, because everybody's got problems. Everybody's got their things that, you know, everybody tries to look good on social media. Everybody's got to figure it out, right? I don't see anybody putting out there, you know, boy, I'm here. No, we always put back the best thing. We want to, come on now, we won't even put out a picture unless you spend 20 minutes photoshopping it and putting it through the editor. I'm telling you, they can never use your Facebook profile picture because, you know, to identify you, because it looks nothing like us in real life. Well, come on, let's be honest today. You know, through every series here, the challenge and the goal is the same. That here as a staff at Destiny, we want you to grow. We want the teaching to pull us to different levels. And you know, and that's our heart's desire. And we pray that through this series, your faith is growing. And that you're taking steps of growth in your life. It's a very natural thing that we grow and mature. And when growth stops, it's very much unhealthy, right? The same thing as happens in our spiritual walk. When there's not spiritual growth, it's unhealthy for us. We need to have seasons of growth. And so today, I want to ask you this statement. Have you ever heard this statement, life is what you make of it? Raise your hand. Have you ever heard that statement, life is what you make of it? A lot of truth in that, isn't it? There's a lot of truth in that statement. I remember when our kids were younger that we went to a lot of theme parks on vacation or spring break. We try to get out and hit some theme parks, and it's always a lot of fun. And we saved up for like 20 years one time, and we went to Disney World. Anybody went to Disney World? Okay. How many have been to Disney? Raise your hand if you've been to Disney World or Disneyland. How many loved it? Okay, there you go. They tell you that Disney World and Disneyland is the happiest place on earth. They lied to you. I'm telling you right now. But it's the happiest place on earth. But it is something pretty magical about it. I mean, you walk in. I don't care how old you are. You walk in, you're like, you know, you want to get the hat. You want to wear the ears. You're like, M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. I'm here, man. And Mickey Mouse walks up. I don't care how old you're like, Mickey! Yo, Mick. Yo, Mick. I knew you when I was a kid. You know, and, you know, we want to buy the hats. It's pretty magical. Until you have to stand in line. Now, if you've ever been there during the season, man, I just tell you that there's two kinds of season there, busy and really busy, you know. And when you have to stand in line, you know, you get really excited about the standing, but you stand in line after the first time, and like, it's like an hour and 15 minute wait to get through that line. And all of a sudden, dad's joy starts decreasing a little bit. Dad's excitement gets a little bit, and I'm like, you know, I'm kind of claustrophobic. My kids will tell you that I'm not a very patient man at times in my life. A lot of times in my life, I'm not very patient. And so, you know, I don't do long lines. It's just not my thing about having a good time. There's nothing about long lines that seems like it's fun to me, okay? It's just the opposite. I hate it. It drives me crazy. I hate long lines. And so after sitting through about two of those long lines, we're like, we sit there like an hour and 15 minutes. We get off the ride like, let's do it again. I'm like, man, I don't want to sit in that line. And pretty soon, my attitude starts stinking, and my attitude gets kind of bad, you know. I'm like, I'm doing the math. I paid all this money to come here and sit in line for 8 hours and doing all this stuff, and I'm doing the math in my head. We're not going to get our money's return out of this, you know. And, boy, we should have picked a different day to come. And all these things start happening, and my attitude starts stinking really bad. And pretty soon, my attitude's not only stinking for me, but now it's rubbing off to my family. Now my kids are getting a bad attitude. Now my kids are like, come on, Dad, you know, this is supposed to be fun, and the fun's not there. We're all getting short with each other. And so I was like, you know what? I've got to make some good out of this. We spent way too much time to prepare for this, to get here, for my attitude to run this day. And so I've got to thinking about it. I'm like, you know what, kids? You get on the ride. You stand in line, and I'll be here when you get done, you know? And so they get on the ride, and they were standing on the ride for an hour and 15 minutes, and they get done. I'd be right there waiting for them when they got done, and be right there when they got off the ride. And then I figured out something, that in that time, that when life gets you lemons, what do? You get lemon ice. And I would go over to the lemon ice stand. I'd get a thing of lemon ice, and I'd eat it, sit there in the shade, and just laugh at people walking by, you know. I just enjoyed it, you know, and it was like it changed my attitude. Now the kids come off, "Dad, we need lemon ice." Like, "No, you can't afford lemon ice for 8 of you. Come on, what do you think, I made of money?" They go to the next line. "Hey, I'll take a strawberry lemon ice this time." "Okay, all right." Yeah, that's me. "Okay, all right." So, you know, when life gives you lemon, you make lemon ice and you eat it. You make the best of it. You see, our attitude affects every area of our life. And we got to learn to be in control of our attitude. Look at this statement right here. I can either own my attitude or my attitude will own me. Some of you need to hear that. Write that down. Take a picture on your camera, whatever you need to do. I can either own my attitude or my attitude will own me. One or the other is going to happen. You say, "Pastor, why does my attitude have to do anything?" My attitude affects my perspective. My perspective affects my life. It's all connected together. It's all connected together. And so I've got to get in control of my attitude and stop letting my attitude control me. We got to own it. This is how we live our best life. If I'm living my best life, I'm investing in the kingdom. I'm changing, giving my life away, and I'm changing my perspective. Look what Psalm says. The psalmist said in chapter 42, verses 3 and 4. He says, "Day and night, I have only tears for food." Boy, this person is depressed, isn't it? It's only day and night. The only thing I have to eat are the tears rolling down my face. "While my enemies continue to taunt me, saying, 'Where is this God of yours?' He goes, 'My heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be.'" Oh, come on. Someone tell me about the good old days right there, you know? Isn't it amazing as the older you get, how better the good old days get? See, when you allow your attitude to affect you, when you allow your attitude to torment you and get negative, all of a sudden you'll look back on your past and be like, "Oh, I remember how good I used to have it. I remember how good I used to have it." And you forget all the bad seasons of your past. Isn't it amazing? I mean, you can go back and go, "Boy, I remember when my first marriage, man, my spouse, it was so much better. We're so much better financially off than we are now." Yeah, but you were verbally abused for 10 years. We forget that, right? It's always about the good things, right? We remember the good things, and we remember this. And I remember when I had this. And, you know, when you're going through, your attitude's messed up, it causes you to go back and look at the past and only remember the good things. The problem is this, is that why can't we do that today? See, when I'm going through things right now, why can't I look at my present day and say, "You know what? I'm going to ignore the negative, and I'm going to focus on the positive." Oh, we do it about the past, but we don't apply it to our life today. See, owning your attitude is applying that same principle to today. Yes, I've got some things that are there. I got some things that are trying. I got some things that are pressing. I got some things that are negative. But I'm going to choose today to focus in on what's great. I'm going to choose to focus in about what's good about my life, what's good about my relationship with God. I'm going to choose to do that. And he goes on and says, "Man, I remember when I led the worship and I was in the house of the Lord singing for joy." I mean, joyfully singing and giving thanks amidst the sound of a great celebration. Sometimes you just got to push through and say, "No, I remember, you know, I remember when I used to really feel it in church, man. I used to come in, I'd cry, I'd lift my hands, I'd lift my voices. For now, man, I just don't feel it anymore. There must be something wrong with the church. There must be something wrong with that praise team. What's going on? They just can't take me to the throne like they used to." No, your attitude's changed. You got to press on. You got to press beyond that and say, "No, God, I'm going to choose today to know that if I will press into your presence, if I will go there, that God, you will restore in my life." It's the principle of owning it. I've got to make sure I reset it in my life. I got to get excited about church again. I got to get excited about my walk again. I got to get excited about my relationship with God again. I've got to do that. That's not the person sitting next to you's job. That's not my job. That's your job. You got to own that. Say, you know what? I have got to own my relationship with God where I'm at today. I've got to push beyond where I'm at. Yes, I may have tears for food, but I'm going to press beyond that. This is what he says, and look how he responds now, verses 5 and 6. He goes, why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? And look what he responds now, but I will, look at this, I will, everybody say it together, say, I will. He is pressing in, he's making a choice. I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my Savior, my God. Now I am deeply discouraged, but, see, we need some more buts in church, but, come on now, it works both ways, okay. But I will remember you. See, he's choosing. I am discouraged, but I will praise you in spite of that. I am having tears for food, but I will worship you in spite of that. I don't feel like it, but my hope, I will put my hope in the Lord. I will put my praise in the Lord. See, there's something about standing up to the bully. There's something about standing up to the enemy and say, even though I'm discouraged, I refuse to be silent. God, my hope is in you. My strength is in you. My power is in you. I wish I had somebody that said, I will when I get tomorrow. I will get up and praise him in spite of my circumstance. I will get up and give him worship in spite of what I'm going through. I will get up and press beyond where I'm at. My attitude is not going to own me, but I will choose to own my attitude and say, as for me and my attitude, as for me and my house, we're going to follow God. See, I've got to own it. I've got to take it and make it mine and say, you know what? I'm responsible for that. I've got to steward that in my life. The I will spirit. I will put my hope in God again. I will sing again even when I don't think about it. See, write this down. We got to learn to talk back, baby. Yakety yak, talk back. Talk back to your bad attitude. Talk back to your bad attitude. Now, all of our life, we're taught, don't talk back, right? I mean, we're taught that as kids, don't talk back, don't talk back, don't talk back. Reminds me of the story of a little boy who was in the park, and he went and sat down on the bench, and there was an older gentleman there, and this older gentleman pulls out a candy bar and starts eating this candy bar. And that little boy looks at him and goes, boy, that looks like a good candy bar. And pretty soon that guy finishes that candy bar, and he opens up another one and eats another candy bar. Then he eats another candy bar and another candy bar. And pretty soon that guy's gone through eight candy bars. He's eight. And this little boy didn't get any. And that little boy's looking at that old man. And he says, you know what? He goes, you shouldn't eat that much candy at one time. You're going to get sick. It's going to make you sick of your stomach if you eat that much candy at one time. How can you eat eight candy bars at one time? And the man looked at that boy and said, son, I want to tell you something. My father lived to be 100 years old. And my grandfather, he lived to be 109 years old. And the little boy asked, did they eat eight candy bars a day? He said, no, but they mind their own business. You know, we're taught, you know, don't talk back. It's just something we're taught. And so it goes against some of our instinct, but I want to tell you, it's okay. You need to learn to talk back till you have a bad attitude. Talk to your bad attitude. At some point, we've all got to learn to stand up to the bully. And sometimes when you feel the spirit of intimidation, it's in your mind, it's in your attitude, and it's coming against you. Maybe it's a depression spirit. Maybe it's a guilty spirit. Maybe it's always there's not going to be enough, and you always just want to see the negative. And every day you get up, you put on the negative glasses, and all you see is a negative viewpoint of everything, and you feel that spirit of heaviness coming upon you. At some point, you got to stand up and look at it and say, you know what? No. Not today. Not today. Yes, I'm depressed. Yes, I'm eating tears for food. Yes, my enemy is after me. Yes, I'm going through the hardest time I've ever gone through. But I will praise the Lord. I will put my hope in a mighty God. I will celebrate in the house of the Lord together. Because he gives me strength. He sees me through. And like we read last week in Romans 8, 20 thing, he will cause everything, every tear, every problem, every insult, everything you go through, he will cause everything to turn around and work for good in our life for those who are called to us according to his purpose. So I will step beyond my pain, and I will step beyond my tears. And I'll talk back and say, no attitude, not today. Not today. I'm changing some things about myself. You see, a bad attitude makes the word never dominate our life. A bad attitude makes the word never dominate our life. When you have a bad attitude, what happens? Things will never get better. This pain will never stop. These tears will never stop. I'll never get a raise. I'll never get a promotion. My marriage will never get better. My relationship with my children will never get better. I'll never get out of debt. We start using the word never, never, never. And so I've got to come back and say, you know what? No, no, no. That word never, no. It doesn't belong in the vocabulary of a Christian. Unless you say this, my God never fails. My God never fails. Because see, there's a long time between now and never. And God specializes in that in-between time. God does things, you know what? He can take a meal. God, there's not enough here. There's not going to be enough food here. But God takes one meal, multiplies it, feeds 30,000 people. God, how am I? And I'm never getting out of this prison. I'm never getting out of this pit. I go from the pit to a slave and now to the dungeon. And then one day, God can take that prince and make him a prince and back in the kingdom. I'm telling you, in one day, God can do things. And God specializes in the never time. Don't put that limit on God. Don't put that limit in your mind. God, you specialize. I own it. And I come back and say, God, I'm putting my trust in you. We got to remind ourselves that our God is the exact opposite of never. That he comes back and he does the things that seem impossible. Here's some scripture I want you to learn to speak over yourself. Write these down. Go over them. Put them in your heart. Hide them in your heart. Hide them in your spirit today. Put these scriptures in your spirit. Psalms 34, 18. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. So today, if you're brokenhearted, God is near you today. God sees you today. He knows exactly where. He has not left you. I'm here to tell you, don't let your attitude be, God, where are you? No, God is there through every tear. God is there. He's close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits have been crushed. Zephaniah 3:17, for the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. Everybody say mighty. We serve a mighty God. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. We serve a mighty God. He delights in us. You know, as I read the scripture, it reminds me of when my children were babies and born. I would grab them and I would sing silly songs over them. And I would make up words. Why? Because I just delighted in my children. I would hold them and I would sing songs. Sometimes they rhymed, sometimes they didn't. But I was singing over them. I'd rock them and sing. Why? Because as a father, I was delighting over my children. And it's the same picture. God delights in us so much. God delights in us so much. It says that he rejoices over us. He takes songs and sings them over us. There's a celebration happening. Why? Because God delights in you and I. See, when you're struggling with a bad attitude, you can't see that. No, he doesn't. No. Yes, he does. God delights in us. But when you have a bad attitude, no, no, no. No one likes me. No one's for me. Your mind lies to you. 1 Peter 5:7, look what it says. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. See, when you have a bad attitude, nobody cares. When you have a bad attitude, nobody cares for me. Nobody cares about me. God, you don't even care about me. See, a bad attitude leads to that. But no, it's just the opposite. It's true. You got to own it. No, no, no. I know that's the way I feel. I feel like, God, you're not out there sometimes. But even so, I will remember that, God, you care for me. God, I will remember that I can cast my cares upon you. And you are valuing those. You are ministering to me. You're singing over me. We got to choose not to let discouragement dominate our lives and dominate our attitude. Deuteronomy 31a, look what it says. Don't be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. See, we got a bad attitude. You have abandonment issues. You have trust issues, really. Bad attitude, trust issues. I can't trust anybody again. Man, I know the church let me down. Last church I was at hurt me. People are going to hurt you. People are going to let you down. And I can understand. It's a hard thing to get over many times. But the great news is this. It says God is with us, and he will not fail us, and he will not abandon you. Don't let your attitude stop you from engaging in trust in God. God, you are for me, not against me. God, you're going to work the bad and turn it around for good in my life. God, you're going to take, so I will move beyond my bad attitude. I will move beyond my discouragement. I will move beyond my tears. And God, I'm stepping forth in a hope of realizing that God, you have something better for me. You're not going to leave me. You're not going to forsake me. Turn to your neighbor and say, he's preaching to you today. He's talking to all of us. Listen, if God did it again, if God did it in the past, that means he'll do it in the present. Hear me. If God does it in the past, that means he will do it in the present, and he will certainly do it in the future. That's why Scripture reminds us that he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And so if we stop and think about the good old days, remember, those good old days are right here now, today as well. God wants you to have good days again. He wants to return that now. But you got to get past your attitude. See, our attitude is a roadblock for walking in that blessing, for walking in that different mindset, from walking in a different perspective. It will keep you from living your life the way God wants you to. Write this down. The last point I want to give you today, write this down. Put your hope in a mighty God. Put your hope in a mighty God. Did you write down, deal with your disappointment as well. Write down, deal with your disappointment. See, we all face disappointment. It's just going to happen, right? We all face disappointment. Psalms 42, 6 and 8, look what it says here. Man, he really speaks to us here. Now I'm deeply discouraged, but I will remember you. Now, I love this because you know what it says here? It says that he admits that he's discouraged. It's okay. Okay? It's all right with admitting. You know what? I'm discouraged. I'm crying myself to sleep. It's all right to say that. You know what? I don't know. Right now, I'm having trust issues. Right now, I'm in pain. It's okay to admit that. He goes, now I am deeply discouraged, but I will. And see, this is what we got to do. But I will remember you. Then he says, but each day the Lord pours out his unfailing love upon me. And though each night I sing his songs, praying to God who gives me life. See, it's all right to admit it. That's all right. We don't have to ignore it that we're having these feelings. But we admit it. Yeah, I'm having these feelings of discouragement, but I will praise you in spite of those feelings. Yeah, I know my attitude's really wanting to stink right now, but God, I'm going to turn it around, God. I'm going to praise you anyway. I'm going to pour out my spirit unto your spirit, God. I'm going to pour out myself to you. There's a study that shows that, you know, when we have setbacks and losses in our life, that those affect us twice as much as wins do. And many times what happens is we have a small win, and we keep having small wins. We get momentum, and all of a sudden we'll have a setback in our life, and then all of a sudden it destroys all the momentum we had. Even though you've had 5 wins in a row, now all of a sudden you had one loss, one setback, and it stops the momentum, and then you want to go back right here. Start over again. You do that a few times in your life, and pretty soon you're like, what's the sense of going back? Because once I get ahead 5 steps, I always go back to where I'm at. You see, we've got to know that. We've got to be smart and realize that when I have a win, I celebrate it, and when I have a loss and disappointment, I get back up where I'm at. And so, you know what, God, I thank you that I had these wins behind me. I don't like having this loss, but you know what? I'm going to get up and I'm going to go forward in you. I'm going to go forward in you, God, and I'm going to pick myself up and put my trust back in you. And God, I know there's a win ahead in my future as long as I stay focused in upon you, as long as my attitude changes. God, I will praise you. God, I will trust you. God, I will worship you. God, I will put my hope in you. It changes my perspective, and when I change my perspective, it changes my life. It allows me to live my best life. Don't let setbacks stop the momentum in your life. Let it be just a pause, then get back up and move forward. Remember the good things that God has for our life and what he's doing in our life. Now I want you to write this down. Put your hope in a mighty God. Put your hope in a mighty God. How many want to say, Pastor, I already wrote that down because you gave it to me in advance. And all right, there you go. Put your hope in a mighty God. We've all had someone who's broken that trust. We've all had somebody who's hurt us. We've all had somebody who's done something to disappoint us in our life. And we can't let that stop us from going forward. I love what Psalms 42:11 says. He goes, why am I discouraged and why is my heart so sad? He goes, I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again. Are you seeing this? I mean, this is a common theme throughout the whole book of Psalms. The enemy's at my back. Spears are coming my way. Tears are flowing. I mean, he goes from being the shepherd boy, anointed king, defeating Goliath, and now all of a sudden he's in the palace playing music for the king. He's leading the procession of worship. People are shouting his name. And now what's happening? He's out hiding in caves, running for his life. The king's trying to kill him. Talk about a 180. God, you anointed me as king. God, you anointed me in front of my brothers. God, you helped me defeat Goliath. God, where are you? Now I got dodged spears. Now I'm hiding, fearing for my life. No, God. He says, but even so, I'm going to choose that, God, you've got a plan. God, my hope is in you. My faith is in you. God, I will praise you. I will put my hope in you. We can't control all the bad things that you've done in your past. That's in your past. You can't control all the bad things that have happened to you. You can't control all the bad things people may have said about you. But one thing you can control, how you will respond. I can't control all the bad things that have happened to me. I can't control all the mistakes I made in my past. I can only control how I'll respond from this day forward. So, I've got to own my attitude. Is my attitude going to stink? Or is my attitude to say, God, no, I'm not staying here. I'm tired of being a victim. I'm tired of being a victim. I'm not going to be a victim any longer. I'm breaking out of that. I'm changing my attitude. God, my hope is in you. God, my trust is in you. God, I'm going to move beyond this. I'm tired of being a prisoner to that. See, it's been said that life is 10% of what happens to me and 90% of how I respond. Life is 10% of what happens to me and 90% of how I respond to that. Listen, you're going to have bad things happen. How will you respond? How will you handle it? The last thing I want you to write down is this right here. We are 100% in control of our attitude. I can't control what people do to me, say about me. I can't control when things don't go my way. Many times it's just out of my control. But I can control my attitude about it. I can't control whether or not I'm going to let that dominate me or I'm going to say, no, God, it hurts. It hurts. It hurts. And I'm going to cry some tears and I'm discouraged, but I'm going to learn to praise you no matter what. I'm putting my hope in you no matter what. God, I'm going to celebrate you no matter what because I know if I do that, it's just a matter of time before you turn it around for my good. It's just a matter of time for I laughter returns back to me. just a matter of time before I learn to smile again. Even when I don't feel like it, God, you're going to return that back to my life. You're going to return joy back to my life. You're going to return peace back to my life. And everything the enemy tries to destroy from me, God, if I put my trust in you, you'll give it back to me times and times again. It'll come back to me if I put my trust back into you. That's the way it is. So I can't control bad things that happen to me. I can only control how I respond. How will you respond today? I'm going to ask you to bow your heads. Today I want to ask you the most important question that you've ever been asked in your life. It's the question of whether or not you've made Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior of your life. You know, before you can change anything, there's got to be a heart change. True change starts with the heart. And today, if you never surrender your heart to Jesus, you say, Pastor, I don't know if I die today. I don't know if I would make heaven my home. I've never experienced and given my life to Jesus. And today, I want to give Jesus all of my life. I want to surrender all of my life to Jesus. Today's my day. We won't do anything to single you out, or we won't do anything to embarrass you at all. I promise you this. But today, we want to give you a chance to respond. That you can say, I'm ready to give my heart to Jesus. Can you just lift your hand where I can see you? Make sure. Thank you. Anybody else want to join us today? Thank you. Anybody else? Raise a hand right now. If you haven't raised it, say, I'm ready to accept Jesus. Raise your hand right now. Yeah. Let's say this prayer together. If you raise your hand, I want you to say it out loud. As Christians sitting around you, we'll help you along. We'll say it out loud with you. Say, Dear Jesus, forgive me my sins. I surrender all of my life to you. I believe you are the Messiah, God's only Son. From this day forward, I will follow after you. In Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer for the first time and you meant it from your heart, we say, welcome to the family of God. Give him a big hand. Yeah, it's a big deal. That's why we're here. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, before you leave today, stop by our welcome center. We have a free Bible we want to give to you. Everybody else to stand this morning. Could you stand on your feet? How many today, Pastor? I don't want to own my attitude. I'm tired of letting my attitude own me. Anybody here? Say, oh, you're stepping on my toes today, Pastor. Anybody? Yeah, somebody is. Of course. So what we're going to do, we're going to close this song. I'm going to invite you today, if you want to come to the front and join me to close out, say, Pastor, I'm stepping out. I'm tired of my attitude owning me. No, I'm going to learn to control it. I'm going to learn to say, you know what? I want to learn to live my best life today. Putting my hope in God, putting my strength in the Lord, declaring over my life, I'm going to talk back my bad attitude and get my mind back where it needs to be. Just step into the front, make room, don't come in behind you. Go to the back there, guys, spread out. We're going to sing this simple song, just set a fire today. Say, God, I'm ready. I'm ready, God. Come on, let's raise our hands to the Lord. Say, God, I'm ready. I want more of you in my life.
No place I'd rather be. There's no place I'd rather be.
Let's sing that one more time.
Set a fire down in my soul
that I can't contain,
that I can't control.
Oh, I want more of you, God.
I invite you, can you lift your hands one more time? I want to pray for you today. I want to just open them up. Say, God, in the receiving position, God, I'm receiving now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that, God, you're allowing us to change our attitude. You're allowing us to change our attitude. Right now, God, we are not going to let our attitude own us. But God, we're going to be full of faith. God, we're going to say, God, I'm going to choose to, even though I'm having a bad day or even though I'm going through a hard time, I'm going to choose to put my trust in the Lord. My hope, I will put my hope in the Lord. I will praise you in spite of my fear. I will praise you in spite of my pain. I will worship and celebrate in the house of the Lord. I will come excited. I will allow the renewing of my relationship. I remember the good days. And I remember that, God, if you did it then, you'll do it today. That, God, you have not left me. You have not forsaken me. That, God, my best days are ahead of me in the name of the Lord. That, God, right now, I prophesy and say right now, fears are dropping off, God. Pain right now is ceasing. And, God, I pray for spiritual healing right now. God, hearts are being healed. Minds are being renewed right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, Father, you're allowing a new day to dawn. God, you're allowing a new day to dawn. God, you're allowing us to move beyond our disappointment and move beyond right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We praise you. We honor you. If you believe that now, I want you to put your hands together and give a shout of praise. Can we do that? Come on, a big shout of praise. Big and loud. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you. Before you leave today, remember, I'm in what? 100% control of my attitude. If nothing else changes tomorrow, your attitude can change right away. You control that. And I guarantee you, you start controlling that and stewarding that right, then other things, like a domino, will start to fall into place in your life. Change that attitude. Don't let it control you. Before you leave today, let me remind you, first of all, you can get your Destiny Team shirts back there if you signed up. Also, I would love for you to stop by the We Care table. If you want to sign up to volunteer and find out more what that takes, we would love to have you sign up. As many volunteers from Destiny, it's a great ministry that we're partnering with. Or if you need help or you know somebody who needs help, pick up one of the cards so you can give them. Say, listen, they'd love to help you with groceries and help you out during a tough time. Let them know about that. Pass that card on to people who could use that. God bless you. We love you. You guys have an awesome, awesome rest of your day. Amen.